Young Jockey was jolly, blithe, and gay, when he to young Jenny did take his way. As fine as a laird he appeared to view, a sword by his side and a bonnet of blue. Never a lad in all Scotland, since Jockey is so rarely manned, that dare to oppose or make him stand, lest he should have ta'en his sword in his hand. Thus Jockey went on with a full career to Jenny his jewel, and called her dear. Though never sir could make him bow, yet Jenny's fair eyes won the conquest now. Young Cupid was a crafty wag, and wounded Jockey like a stag, quite into the very whem and crag. Always me now, poor bonny lad. Dear Jenny, quoth Jockey, grant me relief, and let me not languish away in grief. I's now will endue thee with house and land, then why should we longer disputing stand? Sweet Jenny, trust thy Scottish boy, for thou shalt be my only joy. Nothing shall never my love annoy, but Jenny resisted and seemed coy. Quoth Jenny, this proffer is too great, I fear it is but an enchanted bait. Young men are so full of their false deceit, in kissing, in courting each lass they meet, till they have brought them to the bough, and prove their fatal overthrow. Then sighing they sin their hearts full low. Quoth Jockey, sweet Jenny, I's mean not so. My words they are loyal and perfect true, that I am in love and with none but you, and will remain thy most faithful still. Grant me but thy favor and kind goodwill. Love, do not side now, therefore, by thee I set such mighty store. Should I have the choice of a thousand more, yet none but my Jenny I's ne'er adore. When Jockey had said what he had to say, she had not the power to say him nay. Her silence did seem for to give consent. He knew by her motion her mild intent. Then smilingly she thus replied, "Be faithful now, whate'er betide. Thy suit it shall nevermore be denied. I yield now to be thy faithful bride." Then Jockey was jolly and gave a kiss, so Jenny in token of true love's bliss. And now these two lovers are both agreed to finish the matter in hand with speed. Away they gang to Berwick town to buy a ring and russet gown. He gave her 2 guineas and half a crown, for he was a laird of high renown. Oh me, what a muckle ado was there, when they for the wedding did thus prepare. Her daddy and mammy and sister Sue, with Sonny and Moggy and all the crew, was blithe upon his wedding day. The lads and lasses they were gay, the pipers and fiddlers they did play, the Scottish jig and the Irish day.